Spiritual life is androgynous. Spiritually advanced people are naturally androgynous and have achieved an integration of the masculine and the feminine sides. A spiritually strong woman has access to dominant masculine energy that enables her to take decisive action, while a spiritually evolved man can easily express feminine traits such as humility and sensitivity. As we progress spiritually, we become more surrendered to the Lord so that we are not controlled by what others think. When this happens, we are not so bound to traditional gender roles and can more easily express qualities attributed to the opposite sex. We are able to live spontaneously and truthfully without fear or false sentimentality. We cannot go back home to Godhead incomplete. This means we cannot go back home thinking that we are just male or just female. In order to progress, we must gain an understanding of androgyny, which is not merely physical or sexual. As mentioned earlier, society wants us to think that love is sex, and that in order to have relationships, we must express ourselves sexually. However, remember that no one is more attractive than a highly evolved spiritual woman or man. Everyone wants to be with such a person. That is natural, but this does not mean that the relationship must be overtly sexual. When we start to unfold spiritually, we must monitor ourselves carefully to avoid causing disturbance to others. For example, as a man becomes more of a whole being, his feminine side will start to emerge. In this initial phase, such a man can feel so nourished by feminine energies that he wants desperately to experience them more intensely. Without vigilance, he may be attracted to one woman after another, feeling a need to be intimately involved with each. If he does not realize that this feeling is a result of his awakening feminine side, he can become promiscuous. A woman can have a similar experience, being drawn to a series of men as her masculine side awakens. If we are not careful, we can find ourselves engaging in indiscriminate sexual activity. We can see this phenomenon, for example, in some New Age organizations in which women and men routinely practice free love. We must resist the urge to engage in unrestricted sexual expression. Ultimately, we will just frustrate ourselves and others. This frustration can even become another factor contributing to a gay or lesbian lifestyle. Many women become tired of engaging in affairs, lamenting, "When I tried to find a man in college, it didn't work out. I tried to find a man at the office, that didn't work out. I tried to connect with an older man, it didn't work. And when I found a younger man, that didn't work either. Then I tried to find a spiritual person, and still I got exploited. I've had enough. Now I want a woman." In the process of trying to find a mate, many women have experienced constant abuse, misuse, and exploitation, and so they have lost interest in men. But unfortunately, a woman in this situation may continue to experience a lack of integration because she cannot be fully whole if she is playing the dominant male role herself, suppressing her femininity. Men can find themselves in similar situations, concluding, "Enough with these women, let me find a man, someone who has similar experiences. At least we'll be able to understand each other." In some circumstances, such a man may simply lack strong masculine characteristics, easily becoming attached to another male who has dominant traits. He is actually seeking the man who is lacking in himself by trying to find it in someone else. In today's society, many gay people may actually be the first to become deeply spiritual, because they have experienced frustration on all sides and are ready for a real change. They want a genuine connection with something higher. Once again, we must not condemn them because their behavior is a cry for love. Unfortunately, though, because such a cry is not generally aligned to the developmental needs of the whole being, it can eventually lead to disturbance and confusion.